This is part two to the playtest of the not-yet-released RPG, Technoir, as written by Jeremy Keller. The public beta is available at technoirrpg.com, that's all one word, and currently has a Kickstarter to raise funds for its publication. Alright, so, back on your way to, you've got a rendezvous set up with, January Jade, and, let's see, sorry, I'm looking through the, I thought they gave me a name of a bar here somewhere. Yes, the Pig's Eye Tavern.
Nice.
Yes, that's where she's, sent you a message that she can be available.
While that's happening, mm-hmm. I want to try to break into... No, I don't. Never mind.
Not yet. All right. Where are you heading anyway?
I was going to temporarily tell him to head back to my place and then wait. We were going to text and find out where we actually we're going.
You guys have the meeting set up then with JJ at the Pig's Eye Tavern, and you pass this along to Xander, or do you leave him hanging in the wind there?
We'll send him a message.
All right.
Yes, I assumed we had. All right.
Okay. Pig's Eye Tavern's a seedy little bar. A lot of low-life regulars. The kind of place that you feel comfortable in. A lot of paid gigs have started in places just like this.
It feels like home.
JJ seems to be doing a little wheeling dealing as you come in. She's got a crop of young rich kids there. They're kind of slumming it. You can tell by their still factory fresh leathers that they're wearing to blend in with the populace, but they really don't. And there's a few bags and bottles of things traded there, and a couple of cred sticks are swiped. As you guys are coming in, January is positively beaming at you as she comes in, as you guys come in.
JJ!
No one. Hi, guys. Buy you a beer? They got the real stuff, not the synthetic stuff here.
Oh, of course.
And she buys a round for everybody. So what's the good news? Can I start business again?
Probably the end of next week.
Ah, a week, huh? What'd you find out? Who are they? Why are they there?
Ex-military or something like that. They're heavily funded. They kicked everybody out of the floor. Don't know.
They only deal in cash. They have very nice weaponry, very nice cars. They have implants, and they are willing to murder people in whom they think are interfering in their business. So
she lets out a low whistle and says, "Yeah, that sounds like one of the corporations then." What would they want with a place like that?
I was thinking witness protection or hideout for some reason. There was some guy that seemed to be there. I don't know. He might have been being protected. If it was, they weren't doing a very good job, as we could have shot him.
Yeah, they weren't expecting trouble from us, even though we came up there looking for trouble. they were smart about it. They just simply bribed us off. We could get a bug and see, what kind of information are being passed forth. But then we would need a bug, and we would need someone who deals in illegal things.
Drake, you notice that JJ is getting that particular glint to her eye where she smells money. You've seen this before. She's on to something. She's drumming her fingers on the table, and she's like, this is juicy. Hide somebody out there, huh? You know what they say, information's money.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, I just came into a bit of money myself. Seems like a new crop of college kids just flew in looking to doing a little low-life slumming and just line my pockets with some cash. And I do believe, and she's got this grin on her face, I smell a money-making proposition. Let me make some phone call, boys. I tell you what, have another round on me, order some food. Just hang around for a few minutes.
I would also, if you would, don't mind, go ahead and giving us some of that money that you promised for us to find out what was going on. That way we could get a car.
Oh, you can give her some of the money which we got.
What money, Max? What are you talking about, Max? We haven't gotten any money.
As I said, they bribed us to go away. That money is now ours.
Yeah, of course. How much did they give you?
12 credits.
Oh, yeah, this smells like the corporations to me. She throws a cred stick on the table and she says, there's 10 creds on there. Divide it up however you guys want to. Appreciate what you've done so far, but I'm thinking, and she's tapping her finger on the side of her mouth, big grin, eyes lit up. Drake, you know this look. she's on to something, and if you can play it out, well, Drake might have a happy ending tonight himself. She's like, let me I got a friend who does some bankrolling now and then for this sort of thing. Let me give her a call. I'll be back. Buy a round, guys. Have some food. Give me 15 minutes. It'll make it worth your while.
Yep.
And she goes off to a bank of payphones, hooks some strange box up to it, and starts chatting away.
Well, gentlemen, what I propose is that what we do is we take the 12 bribe money, and then we take 2 credits from this 10, and we buy a car. It will be a car for us, given that I think that there is many money-making opportunities, and I could use some muscle in the future, and you guys could use some, no doubt, a gentleman who knows how to hack. We buy a car for the group.
I think we could swing that.
And then we split up the 8 credits in between us. 3 for me and 2 for the rest of you.
We brought you in on this job.
Well, 3 for you there, Max, and then because you bribed the gentleman, and 2 for the rest of us. For each of us, how does that sound?
There's 8.
Yes.
3, 2, 2, 7.
Damn, I was trying to... Anyways,
I can't do math. I have to be able to do math.
That's unfortunate. Okay, well, 3, 2, 2 is an acceptable thing. I arrange to buy a car and have it ready for me.
All right. You want to rent one or just buy one outright?
Just buy one.
Okay. Yeah, sure. There's a place nearby. It's they got a reputation for being a chop shop, but they got some good cars there.
Yes,
they have something tricked out.
Yes, I am paying extra for it not to be stolen.
Of course. The whole car per se wouldn't be stolen, the 500 parts that go into making the car,
That's fine.
Not a problem. She, JJ comes back after a bit, and she's positively just bouncing with energy. And she's like, all right, guys, all right, hear me out here. No, this isn't your usual gig, but I got a line on something. Seems like this group there, I'm betting they're Daedalus Security, okay? And the guy that you mentioned, I think he's being held in what do they call that? Protective custody, right? The word on the street is there's a high-level muckety-muck scientist from Daedalus who's got some newfangled way of growing algae into better-tasting food. I don't know the exacts of it. It's supposed to be a huge moneymaker. Well, competition is trying to buy him away, you see. And I think they're holding him long enough to make sure his project goes through, keep him safe, probably also make sure the guy's not able to jump ship. If you guys can verify any of this information, now I know you guys are the black bag sort of group. Well, I know at least, 2 of you don't go in for that sort of thing. But if you can find out if the rumors are true, this guy is who I think he is, be a lot of money in it for us all. And hey, you know, I'm bringing it to you to the table, but I'm saying we split it four ways. Be great, great deal for all of us. And I'm gonna have her try and place an aspect of greed on all of you guys.
Oh, I take it.
Oh yeah, so you just give in and take it. Okay. Yes.
Yep.
Oh, so you're all just gonna concede to it?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. All right. Yeah, you're all been attacked with the and I will spend the to make it sticky. I will actually, how would this work if I'm doing it as a group? I'm just going to give all of you guys one then. I'll just, well, I can't do that because there's an economy for it. Hmm. Yeah. Well, if you all gave though, then, so it doesn't matter actually. Yeah. That is a question there too. If you're trying to affect a group.
We give to not take the aspect, isn't it?
Yeah.
We would concede. but you all conceded to have it though. So.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yes. No,
it's just, yeah.
Yeah, well, because there's the economy is I can't add more push dice than already exists, right? So if I am influencing a group of people, to get it to be a sticky,
you're doing separate roles on everyone.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I tell you what, she's going to she figures that Drake and you have already got a vested interest in helping her, so it would be Xander that she's trying to target into to buying into this.
Yep.
That makes sense. And and you're gonna concede, so I will give you the push dice and you have the sticky adjective of greedy.
Didn't even need to do that.
Well, it may come to bite you in the butt a little bit later. Well,
you're at negative one for any rolls at all. Oh, sorry, you are at one hurt dice for any rolls at all from now on, which is just
for green.
For anything. If you have a hurt, if you have a negative aspect, you're at negatives.
Yes.
For any action.
Yes.
You have hurt dice for everything. Yes, yeah, that's one of the things that confuses me. Yes. Why is my jammed gun mean I'm at a negative to punch someone?
Yeah, that's too encompassing. They need to narrow that down a little bit.
Mm. Yeah, because it would make sense that if the situation arises that the negative aspect would come up. But I think Richard's right, and that's how it is. It's stated. Okay. Let me just look at it again real quick.
That's one of the questions I noted down because I wasn't certain how it works exactly. But yeah,
if you guys can give me just a minute here, let me bring it up and.
And because it's a sticky thing, it's more difficult to get rid of.
Yes.
I have to treat.
Yes. I'm not certain how you treat greed.
Go in for psychological deprogramming, no doubt.
Yes, it just says treat. You have to use treat for that.
Yep. And you would have to have someone that has the treat ability and, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we all have.
And it won, but yes. But when you have negative aspects that you're trying to treat, it also makes it harder for them to treat you. All right, so.
Yeah, you roll the hurt dice for that as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's also the way that you increase your skills, which is.
Yes. Yeah, that's the thing. It's you're rewarded for being, for failing and for taking punishment. You are rewarded for it, and that's how you advance, by getting beaten down.
I wonder if she can provide me with a description or pictures or
possibly. Sorry, let me just get to the section real quick and read it off. Let's see. Yeah, I wish he'd put bookmarks in this.
A contention. He has got a bookmark in it.
Well, I mean a hyperlink so I can just there. Okay, here we go. Push dice, assemble the dice. Assembling the dice. Yeah, for each negative adjective on her protagonist sheet, she adds a hurt die.
Okay.
Although it says she must ensure her action is something reasonable given her negative adjectives. Oh, well, that's just to see if you can even do it at all. Like, if you've got the negative. Yeah, if
you're legless, then you couldn't run away.
Yep.
Yeah, I suppose it represents the fact that you're greedy at the moment, and thus are thinking more about the reward than the action that you're taking. Mm-hmm. Concentrating on the prize.
Could be, but yes, that's exactly what it seems like it does. Which kind of makes sense because the only economy this actually offers to wound or hurt someone is to pile on negative adjectives, which makes it harder for you to do other things. So yeah, that would.
Would you really would work. Want to make me greedy? Or
yeah.
I just don't. In the logic of the game, if she wants me to.
The reason she would want to do that is because it gives her some semblance of control over you, okay? Because she can now use that against you.
Yeah.
And because she's already got adjectives to use against the other two guys. You are the person she has no control over.
Yeah, that's fine.
So that's kind of how I'm seeing it.
How much money are we talking about here?
If this is a guy that I'm hearing the stories about, and we give it to the right corporation, and we're sure of the target, and they extract this guy, I'm thinking 50 creds apiece. And she's got this huge smile on her face. It's like, not that I'd ever retire, but that's an awful lot of retirement money.
Sounds like for something this big, though, maybe 70 creds apiece sounds more reasonable.
It's possible. It's possible. We can broker that deal. I mean, I can't offer you a straight up amount, but I'm offering we split it, whatever it is. Whatever huge pie in the sky amount we're able to negotiate, we split it evenly.
I think
Drake, maybe we could afford that nice, nice little play cottage we'd been talking about.
Oh yes.
Internally, I think we can split three and two better than three.
No, no, he's thinking the survivors would split it.
Yes. Okay, so we need a bug.
A bug. Yeah, I can arrange that.
So right. Do you have the target's name?
And picture? And biographical details?
You guys enjoy your beer and food, and give me half an hour to get that information securely to us. We don't want anybody tracking it back. Might give leads. And yeah, I think I can do that.
Sounds great.
All right. So you guys are left on your own devices.
So she's
as well.
An evil person, isn't she?
She's a drug dealer. Come on.
No, she's fine.
I'm commenting to the group around my table.
No. She's just misunderstood and forced to do things.
She's just
because of the society around her.
She's just a vixen.
Oh, okay.
She's so harmless.
You two are under her sway. Awesome. This is going to work out well for me.
Damn. Yeah, food. I forgot to ask you for more drugs.
So, plan of attack.
Yes.
The way I see this going down is, who's the best at sneaking?
Sneaky. I got prowl of three.
I always sneak into places.
So are you really good? Pretty good? Kind of good?
What would better you rate than yourself? You.
Better than my, I know what I'm doing, but not really good at this? I would say I'm a professional at hacking. I'm kind of good at operating, and I'm all right at prowling.
I would say, if I were to assign a numerical number between 1 and 5, I would say it's probably my... Well, it's my second best skill.
Okay, so
that is something I can do.
Well, why don't you two try to go up into the janitorial closet and place the bug?
The bug, yeah.
Okay.
And I'll sit outside. I'll be the transport, and
you're going to be the one to make sure it's running properly.
Yeah, we'll do this at 2 or 3 a.m. and we'll do that.
Okay.
What make sure to shoot yourself in the eye there. Shoot up in the eye there, Max.
I need to pick up some more. I'm running low now. I had to give some away. All your fault.
After you've had several rounds of drinks and food, the food here is, it's not, at least it's not soy. That's the best you can say. it's probably real meat. You wouldn't want to know where that meat came from, but at least it's not soy.
I'm only nibbling on it, not eating much.
Deep fried roadkill.
I am eating with a gusto.
Yeah, my dog did disappear last week.
dog meat.
The best. And she comes back after a while, and she's got throws down basically the flash drive on the counter and says, this is the best I could do. No photographs of the guy, but someone managed to snag some mouth swabs and hair tests, so we got DNA. If you guys can get something of his that he's sweat on, crapped on, bled on, we can get positive ID.
How long do we have?
Well, sooner the better. I mean, the rumor's floating around now. I mean, if we don't hit soon, another team likely is going to. Of course, you know, I kept back everything I could. Nobody knows where this house is. Rumors on the street is just, you know, it's going on. But we know where.
All right, well, let's, as soon as you can, I plug in.
Mm-hmm.
I link into the flash drive and take in all the information, and I try to, if there's a, is there a description there?
No, actually there's very little on his profile. Although, as she said, that somebody did come up with genetic information. So you've got that there. The other interesting thing is there's a profile on, the Daedalus system, security squads.
Okay.
What they're normally outfitted with, type of, jobs are good at. Most of these guys are all ex-military. They're very well funded, so their gear is probably top notch. Real professionals.
Okay.
There's also a subnote on a psych profile for the Daedalus system as well. Likely, they will kill the guy before they let the guy go.
But we're not going to be the people who do the snatch and grab, right?
That's not what she's asked. No, she's asking for you to confirm the target. That's yeah. Basically what we're wanting to know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then I don't really care. Innocent life.
But if he dies,
Fred, it doesn't.
You don't get any money.
Well, they pay us for the information.
Oh, no, 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 no. That's the whole point, is that she's trying to broker a deal where, you know, if you can verify the person, she is willing to put up the money to actually hire people like a strike team to go in. But there's no money unless they can do it and she can broker the deal.
God.
No, if she's hiring a strike team, that's going to take some of our money away.
Stop it.
Apparently not. I mean, it'll probably come out of the entire amount that she's able to negotiate. But she's putting up the money for it if you guys can come up with the information. So that's the partnership here, you see, as she explains at the table. You bring me proof, and I'll pony up the money to hire that team, and then we all enjoy the benefits.
How competent do I think of the NPCs in this world? Are they going to be
competent?
Okay, so if she hires a strike team, they probably are going to be able to extract this guy and not screw up and shoot him.
Likely, although you don't know anything about JJ, so you really don't know what she's capable of hiring or getting or anything else.
And it also depends on whether you trust the NPCs or not, whether they've been bought by the company they're trying to screw over. So
this is going to be fun. Well, pissing off the local megacorp in this area is totally going to be good for us. And there's no way this drug dealer is going to turn on us.
Hey, all she's asking for you to do is verify the target. That's
all. I'm sure that's not going to come back on to bite us in the ass. No point in time. Anyways. But I'm greedy. All right. Well, we have a plan. We're going to implement that plan tonight.
Let's get us some bugs or something, then. Wherever you're going to get that.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that. Yeah, she slides you a recording device, a listening device, and says it's got, on its own, it's only got a short-range transmission, but if you can jury-rig it into the net, you can broadcast from there.
We could buy a spider.
Do you know where a spider is, then?
Well, I'm sure we could find one.
Got anything like that.
And if we could get a spider, we could throw him in the duct and then use that. Like, And he can get a syringe, so that way we can get some DNA.
If only there had been a toothbrush. Not that's a tool while I was looking for it.
Yep. So something that specialized, if any of you guys have a connection that's got fix.
Let me see. Do I have a connection?
What have you got the doc? He's the only one with fix cybernetics. Which is what I'm assuming this is. I'm guessing January isn't. I'm guessing fix armor, guns, or weapons won't help here.
No one has January fixed drones. None of our connections have fixed drones.
Then we have to buy it from reputable places, I guess.
I dislike buying things from reputable places.
Because they ask for ID and they keep track of their equipment.
This is not good. Well, no spider for us.
Can't you get fake ID?
What?
No, just not.
I mean, I could hack and try to do a...
and get it delivered for free for somebody else who's buying it.
Yeah, I can hack someone else's account and get it delivered to such and such a address and all the rest of that. But, I mean, I don't... The less we mess around when we're talking about a megacorp that owns our city, the better. So let's just do the bug, and of course we're trusting the beautiful, sexy drug dealer. Awesome.
Misunderstood beautiful, sexy drug dealer.
Yes. I'm sorry, I forgot that particular adjective. She's just beating the crap out of people. All right, let's go. Sneaky, okay. Why don't you guys make with the sneaky while I sit and eat peanuts?
Okay, so we're taking a car or we're taking the bike?
The bike's been spotted.
Yeah, the bike's been seen. So
you're going to go and buy a car legally?
Yeah, he's already placed an order.
Yep, my car now.
Well, he bought it from a chop shop, basically. It's a legal car made with illegal parts.
Yep. And we'll...
Non-traceable, and it doesn't send out a signal unless you want it to.
No, it does not. No signals, just one coming from me. So we'll all drop you guys off a couple blocks out, and y'all walk in and get done.
Okay.
All right. I guess so.
Let's do this.
Kid up. I buy some more drugs from January while we're here. I check out my stealth suit, make sure it's all okay. Generally, get ready for this stuff.
I put my Kevlar vest on and put the stealth suit on over it.
Sure. And you take delivery of one very inconspicuous car.
Yep.
Maybe even give it a paint job that looks like it's rusty and would fit right into the place.
Yes, it is the inconspicuous model.
Yes.
Done in 2065.
And, okay, so who's driving?
The driver. Or, I guess, Nick. Xander. Yes,
I am driving, and I am trying to be inconspicuous, and I am not breaking the law whatsoever.
Okay. All right, as you're nearing on your designation, you notice something's a little different as you're coming back, and I assume you're doing this you're doing it the same day, so this is nighttime when you're coming back?
Yep.
All right.
About 1 a.m.
Things are a little bit different than what you remembered. Some of those wrecked jalopies and bullet-ridden car carcasses that were just kind of pushed off the side of the road have been conveniently move to block off the primary roads in the neighborhood. You can still get there, but you're having to take back roads.
Well, as soon as I see that, I'm going to pull off a couple blocks out of that and drop the guys off. Have fun walking.
Yeah, we can get it. That's not a problem.
I'll be around. Just, one of you has my link. Yes, both of your stealth suits are linked. So,
yes, no, mine isn't.
He disabled that function.
Got rid of that, yeah.
It'd be more useful if you were for me.
So that you could turn it off while we were in there. You could turn us in. oh, see how I deactivate their suits and got money for turning them in. Yeah.
What? Did you just take Crazy Train? The crazy
sorry,
station?
Sorry. Must be a bad high.
So these anyways, two are dropped off. What are you doing?
I drop them off, and then yeah. I go down to the nearest bar.
This neighborhood, it's not so much a bar as a place has been taken over where somebody sells liquor that he's brewing up in his bathtub, and, you know, it's more of a meeting place.
I've parked my car in inconspicuous parking spot 27 and then hook into the net and,
all right. So you're going to a better neighborhood is what you're saying. All right. Sounds good. And so what are you going to do on the net?
I am going to be, I'm going to, you know, do my whole normal, I'm an active wanted person and, you know, try to bounce off and yada, yada, yada. And then I'm going to try to explore the network around the area that they're going into. And I'm going to keep one eye on the suit.
Okay. All right, so you're basically going to try to break into their network from a place further away, all right?
I'm not going to do that yet. Never mind.
You're not going to do that yet. Okay.
No, I don't want to break in and alert them that someone might be coming. That strikes me.
So you're just chilling your heels in a, well, we'll say several blocks away in a slightly better neighborhood. Yes. So you're just waiting. All right.
I watched Tosh 6.0.
There you go. All right, so you two sneaky guys have been dropped off in the worst area of town. There are some people out and about. This is gang territory, so you do see roving bands of young men looking for mischief.
I'll make sure I have the barker pulled out as we start taking. We're going to have to take the back way so we don't. Once we start getting close, start taking the back ways to the location.
Sure. These sound like prowl rolls for me. And the basic number is 4.
So I got...
And something that you can do that we didn't talk about is you can impose adjectives upon a scene, too, if there is something sneaky you wish to do that way, although I really can't think of anything in particular that you could affect in the scene at this moment. But prowl
take out the lights.
That's true. You could take out lights. Mean, yeah. You can impose darkness. You could. Yes.
I got a 6, 5, and 2.
Yeah. Sorry, you only needed a 4, so you're all good. Neither one of you have negative aspects right now.
Nope. Rolled my dice. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I also 6. So.
Yep. You both stay well hidden. You manage to stay out of the way of the roving gangs that are just looking for violence.
Blend right in. It's not necessarily being sneaky.
Mm-hmm. And you're able to close in on the safe house, and you notice that this time the well-dressed men with the sunglasses on, and they are wearing sunglasses at night, are actually patrolling the front of the building, and they have firearms out.
Well, getting in the easy way isn't going to work, is it, Max? Let's, do you want to go right on back?
Do we see? I mean, I don't imagine the drug guy, if he got pushed out, that he will have moved far. Is he like laying on the street?
We're gonna go with the same role you had before, for the prowling about. And as a matter of fact, it looks like your friend is still drugged. And they literally threw him out with the trash. Trash bin in the back, he's kind of like the last piece of refuse. It was just tossed out right on top. He's still snoring away. He's got that death grip on his mostly finished bottle of alcohol.
So we can't try ringing the doorbells then until we get somebody. Yeah. Going through the back, I guess, if there's a back or a window or...
Yeah, the back is it's kind of an alley between the building and a metal fence. And at one point in time, there used to be a dock back here where they would receive, the trucks in to probably stock, food and whatnot. It hasn't been used in a while. The back door has got a fairly new chain woven through the door and a big lock on it. And your friend is out here snoring away in the trash can. Don't see any of the guards back here, though. There is, however, a spotlight on a post nearby that illuminates the back door quite well.
So should we take the light out, or do you think that'll bring them around? I think that if the light goes out, it's going to bring them around pretty quickly.
If they're around the back, then we can go in around the front.
Yeah.
Pick up his bottle and throw it at the light, rather than using your gun, seeing as that's big and loud and all that and all.
So you're trying to put darkness on the scene, I would say, right?
Yes.
Okay, so one of you two, give me a shoot roll. Anything you shoot or throw is the same roll. And if you succeed, you will have darkness in the area.
I look at the guy with the gun. Yeah. Yep. He's rolling.
4, 6, and 3.
Okay. 4, 6, and 3. Okay, so this will be momentarily. So what you end up doing is you break the bulb out, right? That seems momentary enough. Just somebody could just come in and put a new bulb in. All right. And it did. It goes off, and bottle crashes through the light bulb, and you guys start hearing people running around from the front, coming around this way.
Okay, so we try to go to the other side, see if we can make our way up the other side.
All right. Sure, you go to the front, and it seems that there were a pair of guards out front. One of them has gone around back. The other one has left the stoop, and he's kind of rubbernecking. He's, you know, he's looking around the corner of the house to see to cover his buddy, but he's still in sight of the front door, although he seems distracted.
So, do you want to sneak up there?
We go for it now, yeah.
Yep, just go for it.
All right, so you're just going to try to go up to
kind of try and sneak our way up as best we can. I mean, if there are people coming along the street as well, try and mix in with them before we get to the door and then just make a break for it.
Hmm. All right, sure, you guys' prowl rolls earlier were just fine, but you get to the door and you know, you've got the keypad there. The guy's still got his back to you, and there's a little bit of light around the front, not much, though. It's like the bulb has gotten a little dull, so you know you still got some shadows to stick to, and his back still to you, but you've got this locked door in front of you with the keypad.
0000.
All right. You're like, deet, 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 as green light goes and the click goes, and at this, I'm gonna give him a notice roll here.
Yeah,
to hear you.
So is he against our prowl and? If we want to use push dice, then?
Yep. So it's going to be against your prowl. Who's got the higher number? What are you both at?
I'm at 3 for prowl.
Actually, it'd be the lower. Who's
I'm
got
also
the lowest?
At 3.
You're both at 3. Perfect.
But I have one of my adjectives is sneaky. So
I have sneaky
I would discharge it. Oh, you took it as well. Excellent.
So you're both sneaky. Okay. Okay, let me think how this works.
So
you don't get to use. Let's see. So if you wanted to use push dice to make your sneak higher, you have the adjectives fuel it.
Yeah,
I believe that's how it works. So you guys, I guess I get to roll first, then you decide. It doesn't really say order of operation.
Well, so, it does. It says the defense is determined
after
whether it's successful or not. So I mean,
okay. Well, here we go. Not connected, but I mean,
I think we trust you.
I'm going to roll these 3 dice for his 3 notice. 6, a 2, and a 4.
Wow.
So that's 6. He hears the beep, unless...
nobody's good enough.
Yeah. So he turns around, and he has, in fact, noticed you. As this was his action, so he's got I've got no dice, so I can't make it sticky, but yeah, you are spotted. You know, the adjective spotted. All right, so what do you do? This doesn't have really an initiative system. It's kind of just flow of the narrative, and I'm going to say, yeah, you guys can certainly take an action because he's kind of surprised to see you there. But
I said we just rush into the building.
Yeah, the door is clicked open, so that's what he heard.
So, okay, if you're rushing into the building, I got nothing else to do.
Is that way we'll, That way we'll get the spotted off of us because they'll lose sight of us.
Right. Okay. Yes. All right.
Sounds good. All right. Since you're right there and, I don't guess that would need to make a move action. Since you're not really putting an adjective on anything. So you're just trying to enter the house. Fair enough. So yeah, you rush in through the door. There are some low lights on inside. About half of the stairway lights that should be on are on. So there's lots of shadows in here. And,
the guy was lying down on a couch. Can we just put that in front of the door, or was that on a...
The door was on the up one flight of stairs, but there is some furniture around that you can block the door with. There's like a, you know, there's a table here, a dresser. It's mostly flimsy stuff, but there's plenty of stuff around.
Yeah, I just grab some stuff and throw it in front of the door. I'm going to try and make it look like we're just breaking in and seeing what we steal. And
so I'm going to say that you're trying to put the adjective like barricaded or blocked on that door. That makes sense?
Yeah, barricaded.
All right. So let's see. What would best be?
Fight, I guess. Unless
maybe move, nonsense. Because you're trying to do this fast. Would you say? Move?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm... yeah.
Okay, so move, and you would have to risk at least one push die to make it sticky to last, you know, more than just him taking action to just kick the door down, and that would remove it.
I also have the adjective fast, if I can use that for my...
Yes, you can, and that would allow you to put a push dice up.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll roll my dice.
And
right, six.
So that's four is the target number you're looking for, just against the environment. So yeah, you definitely make it, and that puts one push die on my side. So yeah, you've barricaded the door up quite well with several bits of furniture. It's amazing how fast this guy moves when he's dedicated. You guys do hear somebody calling out from a couple of flights of stairs up, and you're Stevens, is that you? Your comm's down.
Oh, I get out my baton and then just smash some stuff up just to make it look as though we're just breaking and smashing up stuff and kick on doors as we go along.
Making our way up the stairs slowly.
All right, you hear somebody running down the stairs.
As
trip him.
Yep, trip him. You can trip him and I'll punch him as he's tripping.
All right, this will be a fight against his move, I would imagine, since he's not really aware of you guys being there yet. We forgot about that. He did impose, I didn't have a sticky die, so it doesn't matter. The spotted doesn't hold because he couldn't make it sticky. Okay, yeah, so he's running down the stairs. You want to try to trip him, go right ahead. He's got to move a two, so you only have to beat a two.
Hours up.
Yep.
Two fours. I want to put a smite in.
What have you got to?
I got two fours. And I want to put a one of the dice using Sneaky to put an aspect on him as broken leg.
Oh, broken leg is going to be more than just sticky. You'd have to put two push dice. Sticky is something that you can recover from relatively quickly. A broken leg, that's going to require two. That's going to be like a permanent until he can have it fixed.
How about knocked out then?
Knocked out would work, yeah, because he could rouse in the easier than having a leg rebuilt or...
Okay. We'll go with knocked out then. There's your dice.
All right, so that gives me two dice. And what was the highest die you rolled?
A six.
Yeah, I can't throw a
four. My bad, a four. Four. I had two fours.
That would give you a 4.1, so it's not worth me trying to throw defense into it. Sure. You trip him, and he tumbles down the rest of the stairs, and he's knocked out cold. Meanwhile, on the outside, you can hear somebody trying to batter the way through the door, but apparently he's just not able to get through. There is a lot of yelling going on out there, though.
Max, get there and get that bug planted.
Yeah, I go up the stairs then to try and find the place where we need to go.
The guy's room or the janitor's closet?
Yeah, the second floor.
Okay, sure.
And then what do you want me to? I place it in the place where I've been told to place it. Really?
Okay. So you go into the janitor's closet and climb up the access hatch and put the bug in the vent. Probably somewhere around the guy's room where the guy's room would be.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. Fair enough.
And then while I'm crawling around in the vents, can I actually see out to see where he is?
Be sure. You know, every once in a while along the vent, you've got the grate, you know, so you can see into the room where, you know, air used to come out of this thing, no longer is. The guy is sitting in the room. He's at the card table. He's playing a hand of cards with one of these well-groomed, well-dressed guys. And the guy pauses for a minute and puts his finger, he's kind of shushes the other guy, puts his finger in his ear like he's listening to something. And he gets up very quickly. Throws on a vest and picks up a very mean looking gun. These are Jaguar SMGs, by the way. And, opens the door slowly and starts looking out into the corridor where he will try and see if he can detect Mr. Drake.
Mr. Drake's down on the landing because I didn't come all the way up the stairs.
Ah, okay.
So I was sitting on the landing to keep, in case the other guys got through the door.
All right. Sounds good. What's your prowl? Three?
Three.
Okay. I did not beat you. I got a three. So, yes, he doesn't see you, but he starts kind of prowling around himself, trying to find out what's going on. So the guy's in the room by himself right now, and he looks a little worried, and he's...
Excellent. I make my way to his room, and then I smash him with my baton, trying to get blood on the baton so we have DNA evidence too.
So you want to come out of the vent, go around, and get into his room, or are you going to try to go through the vent hole?
It's kind of small. No, I'm not coming through. I'll try and come out through the vent. Why not? Just kick it in.
All right, so you're just going to try to kick the vent in? Sure. I'm going to say you can just do that since you're not really trying to impose anything. Although you might be trying to surprise the guy. So you want to try to put an adjective of surprised on him or something like that? In which case I'd say, fight against his detect.
Sure. Go on. Let's try and see what happens.
Okay. His detect is only two, but I do have, two dice prime to be able to boost up his defense if I need to.
Yeah, I've only got... let's see, I'm trying to burst my way out of the thing. Can I use another vent? What have I got?
Anything that would make limber? Anything that would make you limber or slim? Or
I have
that
limber.
Limber would be perfect. Yeah. That would be perfect.
Die roll, say. Three of them and a push dice. Hey, I rolled a six.
Nice. Okay, no problem. You put this sticky on him that he surprised, and I take three dice, and I can't beat a six, even with the extra dice. So, yeah, he's very surprised as you come, you know, bursting through the ceiling.
I'm not putting a sticky on him for him to be surprised. I'm just going to use it for this round. If he does something to recover from being surprised, then he successfully wasted his action.
Okay, so you did not use a push die then?
No, I did use a push die, but I'm not imposing sticky. I'm just using it to help my chances by rolling more dice.
Oh, I got what you're saying. Yeah, okay. But the dice still goes away, but I don't get it if you're not...
it means I can't use it until my next action. Yes. So if he's going to try and do something, or the other guy's going to suddenly burst back into the room, then I have a problem. But otherwise.
Okay, sounds good. And that also keeps me from getting a die.
Yes.
All right. So you just dropped into his room. He's looking very surprised. So I'm going to give you the next action.
All right, well, I climb him over the head. I try and get...
Okay, so you're going to fight him. All right, that's going to be a fight versus fight. He's a lowly inventor of sorts, so he's got the marvelous fight of one.
I have my... baton at the ready to club him into unconsciousness. So I'm good with that.
All right. So you're going to impose unconsciousness on him?
Well, no. Sorry. He's gonna club him. Description. Yeah. I want blood on the baton, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
For DNA evidence.
Okay. Actually, I would say that, so you are putting an adjective on the baton. You want it bloodied.
Mm. Well, yes, I suppose so. All right, yeah. All right, I have melee as the... if that will help for the... That's one of the aspects of the battle.
Sure, yeah.
So that's what I'll use for the push die.
Yep, and you really can't fail.
So. Yeah, 4.1.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And get another die then, because I need to make it sticky.
Mm-hmm. And it sure is. Yeah, you crack him right across the skull. You know, and since the idea was not to make him unconscious or anything like that, and you've got your blood all over your bat, but he reels around and he's going for a gun. That's his action. He's making a move to a gun because he now wants to ventilate you because you cracked him over a skull.
All right.
Let's pause for that and let's go out and say, Brian, what is Drake doing?
Drake is there kind of sitting there on the landing, kind of watching the up and the down, trying to detect any movement with the Barker at the ready to...
Sure. Give me a detect roll as this guy's trying to prowl down and see what's going on as he's coming down the landing. Let's see if you notice him. His prowl is a big 3.
The first dice was a 6. Second dice was a 4.
Wow. okay. Well, you detect him. So you won that. So we'll put spotted on him, I guess, or you know, okay. You're aware that he's there as he's coming down. He's not aware of you. Well, no, I guess that will be his action is he's trying to figure out what's going on. Well, I rolled that last time. I said he didn't see you. Yeah. So he's unaware that you're there. So he really can't take an action. But he's coming down the stairs, gun at the front, and he's walking down. Stop me anytime whenever you want to do something.
As soon as he gets to almost point blank range.
Yep.
The Barker's just going to go up to his head and fire.
You're going to blow his head off. All right. Well, that's I'm going to call that a shoot versus his fight, as we'll call that.
Yeah, because I don't have much of a fight. So
right. Now, remember, unless you're throwing push dice into this, you can't actually kill him
or
take him out. So
do I have to declare the push dice before or
yes,
after?
You do. You got to declare it as part of the roll.
Let's go.
You don't have to use them until after the roll. You get to decide how you want to use them. But the number that you use have to be set aside before the roll.
I'm going to put up 2 push dice.
You have to have 2 adjectives that you can use.
Sneaky and persistent. Or yeah. No, sneaky and powerful.
And they can come from the weapon you're using as well. So yes.
Even sneaky for me and powerful from the gun.
Sure. Yeah. And he's got a fight of 3, so... He sees movement as you're coming in at him, and he's going to try and
6-2-1.
6-2-1. Well, I can't do 6.
And you get to roll the push dice as well.
If you roll the
push dice, and then afterwards, you can use them to make the thing sticky.
Okay, so it's a 6.1 then.
Yeah, he can't beat that. Okay, so how do you want to use your push dice? You put 2 up, so... you can't kill him outright because you'd need 3 to kill him outright, but you can put a permanent adjective on him. So you can have, he could be deaf. He could be, comatose. I'd go for comatose for a headshot would work.
Let's go with comatose.
Mm-hmm.
After taking a nice big round to the head, I took his jaw off.
Mm-hmm.
Max, so, okay. I think we're, spotted now.
All right, back in the room. He's gonna dive for the gun. So he's gonna do a move against your fight, unless you want to defend against his move by a move of your own to like block him.
If he's going for the gun, I've succeeded everything I wanted to here. As soon as he's got the gun, I'm going for the door.
Okay, so you're going for the door, and he's going for the gun. So it's just a move versus move. What is your move?
4.
4.
I am. I'm a courier. Yeah. It's what I do.
Yeah. Because he's only got a move of 1.
Place to place.
Okay. Well, I'll roll my 1. And he only, no, you make it out the door before he makes it to his gun. So yeah, you come out of the door just as, your friend has dropped, it looks like he just put a bullet through somebody's head.
Time to go. I smash on some of the other doors as we're going along. Now, just to make it look as though we've been kicking in random places.
Max, we got kind of a problem. They got the front door covered. The back door's locked.
I smash a window and dive through it.
I'll follow him through the window.
All right. Nick, you're still sitting in a bar.
Gosh, I love drinking. Have I mentioned how much I love drinking? Not doing anything dangerous. This guy.
All right. Unfortunately, the guys were waiting outside to see what was going on. They know the back door's locked and you barricaded the front, so they are watching the windows. Let's see. I'm going to even or odd to see if I'm gonna choose even to see if you jump on the side that they're covering or the side they're not covering.
All right.
Even.
Yeah.
So yes, you burst through the window. Let's see. Since they were covering it, being one of your only exits, I'm going to give them a shoot versus your move. And you were through the window first, so
yep.
But that's good for you. You've got the big move. But they are going to put up. Let's see. I'm going to put up 2 push dice into this, and they are going to try and shoot you. Okay, I got a 6, a 1, and a 2. So that 6 is definitely going to do it. And
yep.
I've got 2 push dice. Do you have any? You still have some dice left to defend? You got nothing. Okay, so. All right, so I'm going to put a permanent. Let's see. How did you jump through the window? Like whole body through the window?
Yeah, I didn't have time to think about it. I didn't take any sort of time to.
All right, you're unlucky enough that he
smashed through it.
He unloads and he manages to clip you in the leg, so you've now got a gimp leg. Got a bullet wound through the leg there. It's gonna slow you down a little.
Ow.
However, it seems to be just the one guy right there, and Drake. Since you are following, you can kind of see what's going on. I'm going to give you the next action.
Okay. I went through the window already, or?
No, he went through the window first and got shot as he's coming through.
Yeah, I'm going to reach out the window and fire down at the guy that was just shot him.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds like a shoot versus move. He's wanting to get the heck out of the way. He's a little bit better than his friends, and he has got a move of 2.
5, 3, and 2.
5, 3, and 2. I can't beat the 5 if I want or 2. I got not enough dice. You didn't put up any push dice of your own, though, so.
You've got all my push dice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then he's distracted then, momentarily, so. Sure, he has to take cover from your wild firing.
Okay. And with that, I'm gonna kind of slide out the rest of the way out the window.
Sure, do that. And Richard, what is Max doing? The guy's just ducked behind some trash cans.
Did you sticky my gimped leg, or? Is
oh yeah,
it just
it's yeah. I put 2 dice into it, so it's a locked. Permanent. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So I'll take those 2 dice. I'm getting out of it. I pick a direction, front or back, and just run.
Okay.
Or hobble, I guess, with a gimped leg.
Right. Right. So you're taking a move action, to get away. He's still trying to shoot at people, so I'm gonna give you a move versus his shoot. You now got 1 negative die, 1 negative adjective on you.
It's fine.
He's got a shoot of 3.
No, I won't use any push dice this time. I think I'll save them for defense right now. So I roll 4 dice and 1 hurt dice power. Oh, well, I rolled a 3 on my hurt dice and 2 3s, but fortunately I also rolled a 5.
Ah, so you're good with the 5. Yep. So, yeah, you're able to hobble out through that metal fence I was talking about.
The chain link fence.
Yeah, through the chain link fence, you found a nice little hole that someone had previously cut for you.
I'm on the other side of the chain link fence. Bullets can't reach me now.
Drake, unfortunately, it leaves you on this side with a shooter who... he's lost his target with the gimp man running through, but he's going to take a pot shot at you there. Okay. Were you trying to take some cover? You can do move or prowl. Your choice.
Yeah, I'll do prowl. Try to get into the shadows.
Right. So he's going to try. What's your prowl? 3?
3.
All right. He's got 3. I've got 1 die left that I'm going to put up as push. So he needs a 3. And I got a 5, 2, 4, and a 2. So it does get it. You have no dice left, so no extra defense to you. So he's gonna sticky. He's gonna wing you. You're gonna take a grazing wound to one of your arms, right? Just okay. A graze, so you don't need medical attention, but you are tagged. So you've got a hurt die on you now.
Okay.
And, I'm taking it that Max is still trying to get away.
Yep.
So Drake, I'll give you the action.
I seen where Max went, so I'm gonna head for the fence to start getting out of dodge.
Sure. So you're going to try to move out of the way as well. That's going to be your move against his shooting. He's got a shooting of 3.
I got a move of 2.
Okay. Just need to get a 4 better then.
I got good a odds. 6 and a 2.
Oh, and don't forget about the hurt die you have to roll.
Oh, roll the hurt die here. Crap. I got a 2.
Well, that's good because you got a 6 on the regular die, right?
No. The hurt die took it away.
He rolled a 6.
Oh, he rolled a 6 on the hurt die. 2 total. Okay, so yeah, you are not successful in getting to the fence before he's shooting at you. Let me think. So you still have a 2 left over, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so you're not taken out, but you fail to succeed. So he has a burst of fire that kind of cuts off your exit through that fence. So he hasn't shot you or anything, but he's kept you from going through that hole. I'll give you the action again.
I'm going to shoot.
Okay. His shoot versus shoot. So he's got a 3.
I got a 3 and shoot. And then, crap. Okay, I got a 4.
Okay, don't forget to roll your hurt dice.
I got a hurt dice. It rolled a 1.
Okay, so you've got a 4. So, okay, what is you're trying to shoot him?
I'm trying to push him back around the corner so I can get out the fence.
Sure. Yeah, he's got to duck down. You make a blazing trail of lead over his head, and he's got to duck and roll out of the way. So
As soon as I see him duck, I'm diving through that fence.
All right. And, yeah, I'll give that to you since he's got that he's going to have that momentarily hurt die anyway because he's got that, you know, non-sticky adjective on him that he had to duck. So, sure, you make it through the fence. And you guys are away just as his friend from the front door is coming around, and they're trying to give chase, but it's you did take that light out in the back, so it's nice and dark back here.
Hey, they didn't replace the bulb yet.
Nope, they did not replace the bulb. So you guys made a getaway. You've got a bullet wound in your leg there, though.
I made my way back to the car.
What car?
We got a signal, Xander.
The car, it's not there. He's not waiting at the place where we were.
No, he's not there.
Well, he's linked into my suit, so he should know that we're on our way back.
Did you contact him?
Well, I thought with him being linked into the suit, he would know.
That's what you thought. Meanwhile, back at the bar, you've been sucking down 4 or 5 by now.
God, I love drinking. Man, I hope this little simple operation to set a bug. Man, I wonder if they would call me if anything went wrong. I'm sure they would. I'm sure they would let me know if things went bad.
3 beers later, the call hasn't come.
Yep, I guess everything's just went off right, and they're just taking their sweet time.
So I guess we get to the rendezvous point. He's not there. I go, yes. We go to Max.
There was no rendezvous point. There was never a rendezvous point.
Well, it was there was.
You got a safe distance away, and you do what?
I think we'll make a phone call.
Make that call.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, Max has kind of got a bullet in his leg. We could use a pickup.
Oh, okay. Where are y'all? How the hell? I'll save that for later.
Can you, like, link into my suit and find us?
I don't assume. I mean, I guess it does. The suits have GPS in them?
Yeah, you can pinpoint them on the net since it's linked.
All right. Well, no problem. I'll be there in a little while.
Let's see, because you are doing something it's not designed to do. So let's give that hacking roll with your hurt die.
Sure, no problem. Let's see.
Because in your greediness, you're spending money now that you
yeah, dickheads left me all here in the bar while they got the glory. I see how it is. Can I use logical again? For
yeah. Yep. But don't forget to roll the hurt die.
I got 6.1.
No problem. Unfortunately, you can pinpoint exactly where his suit is.
Well, And can I mentally mark off where the... And I just find out where the best pattern is, given I knew where they...
Oh, sure, yeah. Yep, yep. Not a problem with that roll.
And so, I punch it and try to get there as quickly as possible, given my teammate is in danger.
Yep. See, I'm wondering how it works to impose an adjective without having to roll, because technically you should be drunk, since you've been here probably over an hour drinking, as you stated the whole time.
I wouldn't have gotten that. Yeah, knowing that, you know, something bad might happen, I wouldn't have gotten too drunk. I would just...
Fair enough. So, several minutes longer than you'd like for it to take. Your car pulls up.
Yoink. I guess the operation didn't go down smoothly.
Max is bleeding all
perfectly.
Over his
seats. It went perfectly, I tell you. We'll know in just a moment whether it's him or not.
This is a new car guy.
Yeah, paid with part of my money. I get in and bleed all over it. Because that's what I want to do with my portion of the car.
All over the faux leather covering, yes.
Here, could you put the jumpsuit down before you start bleeding? I have a spare jumpsuit. I throw him a jumpsuit.
I bleed on your jumpsuit.
Thank you. I'd rather.
Through my own stealth suit.
Yeah. All right. Well, and then I will... who do we know who knows
Pen
how to
Ray. Treat? Pen Ray. My stims in, put my reflexes in. Sure, she will be more than happy to help me out here.
Okay. Well, can I give her a call?
Or him.
Sure, it's you know, it's only like 3 a.m. and you know, all self-respecting doctors take calls that time of night.
Well, when they illegally splice stuff into people.
Yep.
I'm not doing the call.
Yeah,
I don't know her number.
That's fine. She has the treat skill actually.
Mm-hmm. That's
sure. Yeah. She's done some of these. Projects before in the middle of the night, you know, standard fees apply, but sure, she can take a look at you.
Good. I need it. I need treatment.
Yep.
Well, it's only a little bullet.
Fix my leg up, make it better than you. I use my legs in my work. Why couldn't they have shot me in the head?
Oh, this is interesting. Penray's been tapped once, so now I have to actually draw her into the plot. This could get nasty.
No, she's working for him.
Could you also test this blood? No.
Oh, we're going to give that to Jenner and let her deal with it.
So, what happened?
We had a couple guys want to argue with old Mr. Barker here.
I did not argue with Mr. Barker. I argued with somebody else.
No.
Oh, okay. That's an important point, because I was slowly drawing my gun.
What is your relationship to Penray, real quick, so I can figure this out while you guys are talking?
I'm protective of her.
Okay, well. Okay, go ahead.
Now, one of the guys came downstairs on me, and I relieved him of his lower jaw with Mr. Barker.
Couldn't have knocked him out. Had to kill him.
I didn't kill him. He was still breathing.
Jaws can be replaced.
Like, what happened to surgical, I'm going to plant a bug?
They spoiled us right from the beginning.
As he was entering the code, he made a little too much noise with the click of the door and caught the guy's attention.
Yeah, blame it on the guy with the bullet hole in his leg. Oh, it's
well, obviously, you're the one that was spotted. You're the one that has the bullet hole in the leg.
I didn't get shot by them there. I jumped out of a window to save you.
So why is the bloody baton important?
Oh, it's got his DNA on it. Or
why
somebody
didn't you just grab him?
I didn't have anywhere to stash him.
Could have...
get him out of there.
It's all like they had a getaway car.
Yeah, you guys could have called me.
I thought we had a getaway car waiting for us, but no.
No. It was blocked off. I dropped you off a couple blocks away.
And I figured you were going to be there when we got back, but no, you were.
You guys saw the neighborhood. My car would have gotten jacked, and there were gangs all around.
Your car. It's the group's car.
Okay, the group's car would have gotten jacked.
I wouldn't have cared. Would have been there.
I would have got jacked with you being in it. You got a gun?
I'm a guy. Gangs are multiple people. You can't have a solo gang member. It doesn't work like that.
You could drive the car.
And they could...
And they come at you. Look. Legs, bullet, hospital.
Why didn't y'all contact me and let me know that things were going south also?
Because I was being shot at.
This is why you should have some kind of link. So you can say, hey, need emergency extraction, have guy, and I can show up outside and pop him, flank him, give you guys cover.
Have time.
Links take no time. It's literally at the speed of thought.
So what were you doing while we were doing all this?
Me? Drinking.
So you probably wouldn't even hurt, you wouldn't even know if we linked up anyway.
I have a link in my head. Of course I would know. It's in my head.
And I have a bullet in my leg.
You're being treated as we speak.
Yes, you actually do pull into Penray's shop. And let's see how the treatment works here.
I know you roll treat dice, and I think it's a... I think it's just looking for a 4.
Did you ever fail a roll tonight?
I did not, but I believe that Drake failed a move.
But Drake wasn't... no, he was tagged with a sticky.
I got grazed.
Yes, you did.
Oh, that's not a sticky, is it?
No, you're right. That's not a sticky. That was a momentary.
So he just wipes himself over. Yep.
Because to advance your character, you have to fail a roll and have a sticky adjective removed. You've got to do both.
I'm not going to have my sticky adjective removed. I'm going to keep it. It's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm greedy.
You didn't fail a trait test tonight either, because you do have a sticky adjective on you. You're greedy.
Yep.
All right. Okay, well, anyway, let's see. Treating. What exactly happens with this? So he rolls his treat roll, and then he gets a negative die for each of the adjectives you have. You've only got one negative adjective.
Yeah, I've just got gimped leg.
Cool. That's not too bad. Got a treat of 3, and then I'm going to end up rolling 1 hurt die. So, lamp and blab. Okay. Ends up being a 4, and what's the difficulty?
Oh, is it a locked one or a stickied one? Hang on.
It's four for sticky.
I got sticky. 2 dice, so you must have locked that.
Yeah, I locked it, yeah.
To remove a locked adjective, make a treat roll, and implant an object that replaces what was lost.
Yeah, you have a new kneecap now. Shiny new titanium kneecap. Good thing you went to a splicer. Or a slicer as well.
Well, while I'm getting my legs replaced, then I'll buy cyber legs with my...
Oh, you know what? That's right. Brian, Drake did take a sticky because I did spend one die on it. So, yeah, you actually can go. You do get to go up a level, possibly, on one of your traits. On the trait that you failed on.
Okay, and that was...
Which was move.
Yeah, it was move.
Because you had 2 dice or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Yeah. Sort of roll.
And guys, I'm gonna have to head off here in about 7 minutes.
Okay. Well, I was gonna wind it up anyway. It's
okay.
Well, I think we have a few minutes to
discuss. You did accomplish the mission, and the fallout. I'm just gonna cut to the chase on the fallout. Is unfortunately, you spooked them enough that they're going to move the target, but she is able to verify who the target was. And they knew where he was before she sends the strike team in. So after she recoups her losses of sending someone in and the The bird has flown the nest. You guys will all end up just getting a measly 10 credits more apiece.
Nice. I can buy new cyber legs.
She ends up just selling the information that the guy is out there. It's been verified that it's this guy, etc.
I no longer owe people money.
Yes. Yep. Okay. While Nick's got the time, Nick, can I get your input on anything that was puzzling or anything that you want to comment on?
To be frank with you, the whole system is a little weird because there's no set initiative. There's no, you know, this is all narrative flow and all the rest of it, and everything's really vague. Honestly, it seems like you need a couple of sessions just to nail down how you want the world to work. Mm-hmm. Because things like GPSs and links, you know, whether links are more anonymous, you know, a lot of things with the technology and the system, it feels like it needs a couple of shakedown runs for mm-hmm. a group so that everybody feels comfortable with it, because it's a very abstract system.
Yeah.
And how combat works feels really wonky. Because I was just listening to the combat, and it just because of how abstract it is, it's, you know, how does he get away? How do things work against each other? It doesn't have a smooth flow,
mm-hmm.
and it needs people to decide on how they want to play, you know, run with it and play with it. Besides that, I like the feel. I always really did like the Shadow Run feel. Never could get, you know, play in it, but unfortunately. But it's very, I like the whole depressive future and all the rest of that. And I enjoyed playing.
Okay. So you just to boil it down then, you feel that this is definitely something that as a one time through leaves you just kind of wanting for more, and that it's kind of fuzzy, not nailed down enough. So do you think that after playing, you know, several times, do you think it would,
I think it's too fuzzy a system.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think even with playing it a couple times, I think it would be a lot better. I do not think it'd be a good one shot system. Mm-hmm. I think they would need people to be more familiar with it, and because so open,
mm-hmm.
but I think it could be a fun system to play in, a very fun, you know, a reasonably fun system to play in, but yeah, it's good.
All right. Brian, remarks?
Can't agree with what he was saying. And I also, what I didn't like is that, a negative say on a move, you get a negative dice for your move, it's going to affect like your fighting or your shooting or your treating or something. I think the negatives kind of are too widespread for me. I think mm-hmm. the negative should be, it affects a certain group of things on the, you know, as far as the adjective goes.
Okay.
So like, you know, if it's shot in the leg, that would, to me, would affect probably prowl, move, and fight kind of thing.
Instead of just being used for everything, even if he's right. trying to coax, for instance.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
I don't know. I kind of like the way the combat went, because I liked the more free form. It was, to me, I felt a little bit more free form, that I could do what I wanted to do, and I just had to, you know, roll the dice and hope they come up good.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that. I like the more narrative style to it. Other than that, I think that's about it. I think you really got to the players really got to use the power up dice sooner, I think, to start giving the GM a little bit more chance to do things to us. Because if we don't use them, the GM can't do anything other than a momentary tag on us,
mm-hmm.
which means we're not going to get the level up. So to level up, we got to use the power dice. So,
right. And as we were getting towards the end there, if you notice, the only way that you actually improve your character in this game is to get wounded, to have a sticky adjective on you, and to have failed something. So it kind of pushes you that if you're going to improve, you've got to risk. Because if you don't risk, you can't improve in this system.
Which I like that, because, so, I mean, at least it's it's forcing you to use the mechanic.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else, Brian?
No, I think that's it.
All right. Richard?
Okay. Character creation, just going all the way back there, absolutely excellent. I loved the way that there were different packages to buy, which were sort of predefined things, but had enough scope in there that you could make a character that you were looking for, and they were sufficiently different from others, even if people did choose the same packages. The adjectives, etc., to choose from, nice little list, again, made all the characters differently. And the NPCs, as I said, which connect to the adventure and provide bonuses for the character generation, but allow the freedom to choose who they are, how they're connected to you. Thought that was bloody awesome. Mm-hmm. I like that. Yeah, I'm still a bit fuzzy on the combat thing and how having a jammed gun means that it's difficult to punch somebody with the negative aspects, etc.
Well, that's one that you could, like a jammed gun would be a momentary, because you could just use the ditch action to
get
rid of it.
Yes, you could ditch the gun to do that, but I'm not entirely certain why. I've got a jammed gun in my hand, so I know the gun is jammed, so I'll punch him instead, and it's still a negative. But yeah, I don't know whether that's a good or bad thing. Whether repeated plays would make it flow better and a greater understanding of how it affects your actions, etc. I get on the combat as well, I'm a bit iffy on the fact that you can force somebody out during their action.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether you're going to have more people who give in or more people who fail due to bad die rolls, having unfortunate many negatives on them for the combat or whatever. For a game that's built as noir, reading through the rules and not necessarily going on today's play, there's not a lot of investigation in it. It's just, I go to my contact. Do you know anything, contact? Hey, we roll at random on this table. The GM puts it together and makes it into a nice structured way in which the plot mashes up, but there's not really any way that a player can put it together. It's completely out of left field as to how the plot matches up.
Mm-hmm.
And just thinking about advancement, I'm not certain. I mean, going back to the beginning, we've got Deal provides drugs, which I think we talked about should be clarified, whether how many you can buy in a single set, and taking drugs gives you the negative sticky adjective of high. If you're looking to advance, taking drugs all the time and getting the negative sticky adjective might be a good way to abuse the system. I don't know. Obviously, haven't played it, but
that's a good point, actually.
But have a look at that and see.
Take drugs and fail at something and then you're set.
Exactly. And then, I mean, you can do that all the time. It costs you a cred in order to do that. And really, that's nothing. Mm-hmm. One single cred for a chance. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
I think that's everything I've got now. It's a good game. I would like to try it again. I like the world. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to try again just to see if it's any better.
All right. Well, okay. On my end of it, I really love how it sets up. I personally like how it builds a story for the GM, because the way I start with this is I can start a game and have nothing plotted out to begin with at all. I roll on a chart, I get three things that I link together, and that becomes my central plot. And then what you guys decide to do adds connections to my plot. Now, for my particular style of GMing, I'm pretty good with rolling with it. Okay. I can see how, though, that a GM that really needs to have things plotted out beforehand would hate this. Because you've got to be at least decent at doing the impromptu and being able to come up with a storyline on the fly, because the PCs can make a difference in how the story is going. Like if we were going to do a longer game tonight, just you going to the doctor would have put in a new kink into the storyline. and I probably would have had the doctor on someone's someone's pay.
The doctor was treating the injury I had inflicted when I turned off.
Right. Sorry. Exactly. They might have brought the guy to the same doctor to have him patched up after you brained him, for instance. Things like that. I personally like that. That's my style of GMing. It fits me pretty well. I think that it's fairly... Without the right tools, this would be a very difficult game to keep up with without some kind of virtual surface. This is definitely a game that would work really well in person. Unfortunately, we're confined to Skype for most games.
Damn you, England. Why are you not closer?
Yeah. And the transmissions. I will agree with you on the noir thing. There's really nothing built into the system at all that I can see that makes this noir. So the choosing of the name was kind of a misnomer, because there is nothing noir about this unless the GM integrated him in himself. Mm. The setting that we played, they call it a transmission. So this doesn't have to be cyberpunk. It could be anything. And, with the Kickstarter that they did, he's actually going to provide like a magic, transmission so that you can do a fantasy, you can do a cowboy, whatever. I think the ones he's going to do is like a mech one, a fantasy one, and then some other one. But he shows you how to make a transmission where you set up the NPCs that your PCs can be, connected to, etc. I like that idea. Once again, it comes into giving the GM a sketch of how the game might go, and the PCs get to kind of fill in, to fill in that roughness a bit more so that you get a story nailed down between the GM and the PC. You're creating it as it goes. I like that. The system, yeah, I agree with Nick as far as it would take several times running this before I would feel comfortable with how the whole sticky and momentary and the negative dice things works. And the big thing that I wanted to do this whole time was give you negative dice for situational modifiers. Like, you're trying to creep through a house that's mostly dark. You've got no dark vision type of thing, but the way it's written, I can't give you a negative die for that. And I think situation needs to be, I need to be able to do that, right? There needs to be some way that the scene itself can impose a negative die on a roll.
I think it should impose negative dice, as in lower your skill, rather than impose a negative die, a hurt die.
Yeah, that would be...
I think that would be far better representative of situational modifiers as opposed to negative aspects on them.
Yeah, and that would keep the economy, because the way that it's working now, there's only so many of those push dice to go around.
Yeah.
So doing something like that would keep that economy. But there needs to be a way that the environment can influence your role. As it is now, a PC can cause something in the environment to give someone else a negative or a positive modifier. But as the GM, I don't have that option. So that especially early in the game, when I have no push dice for my NPCs to impose anything on the environment.
Well, can't you just impose a negative to it without making it sticky? Because sticky means it lasts for beyond the scene.
Mm-hmm.
But couldn't you just say they smash the lights or they turn on new lights or whatever?
Yeah, I suppose that's true, that it could be done that way. But once again, it needs a body to set it up. I couldn't have you just wander upon a scene that's already dark or whatever. There's nothing in the rules that allow me to do that. Okay. And I like your idea of just imposing a negative to your ability dice instead of adding hurt dice. That actually would probably work out better.
There's less chance of success rather than more chance of fumbling.
Right, right. But otherwise, yeah, this is something I'd like to give another go. Maybe once the Kickstarter's finished, he succeeded in well getting more than he needed to get it published. I did kick in some myself, so I will be getting the finished product, and I would definitely like to revisit this again. But any final words, guys?
Nope, it was an enjoyable time. Nice game with you guys. And at least no one got stabbed in the face.
No. Kneecaps blown out.
Shame.
Somebody got blown up in the jaw. Yeah. Bullet shot to the jaw, sure.
All right, guys. You've recorded this, haven't you? But yes, you're gonna put it up and you're gonna show it to Brian or no, not Brian. God.
Yeah, sorry. Actually, if you guys want to go to his website, he's got a form there for people that have play tested his game. If you want to fill it out and send it to him, I mean, I think it's still active, it's still live. He's still taking suggestions because he's not done with the book yet. But I'm sure he would love to have the feedback. So yeah, there you go. I will put this out on the feed. So
interesting to hear. Oh, to see if anybody else plays it after this.
Mm-hmm. Well, guys, I appreciate it, and I guess I wish you all a good night.
Thank you. Fun. Have a good night.
Yeah, see you, Brian. Thank you, see you, Richard.